Hello everyone, welcome back to 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Terrell Halevi. So I was looking around thinking for new ideas, and I saw this project where you would take someone to interview, someone who had a very interesting background, and you would have them imagine that they were stranded on a desert island to kind of show what their inner feelings were, what was most important to them. So I got to thinking, who was most important to me? And it clicked. My mother, Yael Halevi.
I was born and raised in Israel. I'm the wife of Asaf Halevi, and I'm the mother of three boys, Harel, Eitan, and Tamir. I run a nonprofit charity called Sheets from Home, and currently living in Carmel, Indiana.
Well, welcome. It's always good to have you on. So we're going to start off by having you imagine yourself in a situation that not many have found themselves in, but a lot of people think about it. It's you're stuck on a desert island, and we're going to give you a series of things you can bring with you that won't help your survival. And the goal of what we're doing today is to kind of find what's important to you, what's in your past. So we're going to start off with a song choice. If you were stuck on a desert island for an unknown amount of time, and you could bring one song with you, what would it be?
It would probably be One Day by Matis Yahu. This song is very special and close to my heart. It is a mix of old and new Judaism, and it talks about peace, peace between religions, peace between people. And again, growing up in Israel, this is something very near and dear to my heart. It's something that people live there every single day. And that's the hope that this region will get some peace and people will be able to live together and respect each other's beliefs and move on to a better future.
All right, that's a great first choice. But we're going to make this a little bit easier on you now. If we were to give you a second song you could bring, what would that song be?
Dongle, the theme song from a great wrestling movie featuring two sisters that came from a teeny tiny village in India and did the impossible, fighting through all the social awkwardness of girls fighting in a wrestling ring and becoming champions and Olympian champions. And it, for me, represents the woman's power combined with my kid's passion. And it's just a very special movie that became an anthem to my family.
And just to clarify, wrestling is a very niche sport. It's not like something here where it's football, baseball, or basketball. Everyone watches it. Wrestling is very set to a specific group. So can you explain your tie to the sport of wrestling?
Well, I have three boys, and all three of them decided to pursue the sport as their number one passion. They tried many different kinds of sport and somehow ended up on this one. And it is a very rough sport to watch, especially as a mom. You know, there are many points throughout a match that I'm ready to jump on there and break this fight apart. But obviously, I let them do their thing and I see how they grow.
That's awesome. So last but not least, in the music genre, once again, you're stuck with an unknown amount of time and you already have the theme song from Dongle, One Day by Matis Yahu. So if you could bring a third song, what would that song be?
That is a really easy choice. It would be The Best Year by Keith Ward. This is a very, again, special song. It was written and performed by a new artist. And just this past August, he became my brother-in-law. And this song is full of hope. And it combines positive thinking with my biggest passion, my family. So it is very special and just a great song to listen to. And it always cheers me up and kind of gives me that positive, great energy that I need And it's just a great reminder how lucky I am to have a beautiful, healthy family by my side.
Well, I find that so interesting because you mentioned in all three of your responses, they all tied in some way to family. So I'm going to let you elaborate on this idea, but I'm kind of getting the idea that family is a massive part of your life. Is that right?
Obviously, family is the number one. It's the pillar of everything that I do. That's my backbone. Those are the people who pull me up when I needed it. And unfortunately, I needed them a few times in my life. I battled cancer. My son battled cancer. We had major moves between continents, between countries. And my family and my husband's family were always by our side, supporting, never ever letting us fall flat on our face. So it's just something that I appreciate and I'm very, very passionate about. And with my day-to-day, my immediate family, I try to set a good example for my boys and just continue this legacy and just, this is my life. This is the number one. This is what I do and I hope to do best. So yeah, obviously family is important.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap up the music section and we're going to kind of stay on this. What's some form of art that represents something to you? So right now we're going to give you a book choice, but we're going to make it a little bit harder on you. We're going to say no religious books and no Shakespeare. So if you're going to spend, again, an unknown amount of time on a desert island and you have one book that meets the guidelines, what would you make it?
It's perfect. You said time. And it's a book by Mitch Albom. And it's called The Timekeeper. This book talks about time. What is time? Who decides what a second is? Who decides what time is? Why do we define our days by when the sun comes up or the sun goes down? What is time?
And would you say this book would help you? Like, you're stuck, you don't know how much time you have left. How would this tie in to you being stuck on an island?
It'll help me cope with that unknown feeling.
So we're going to start wrapping up now. We're going to give you one luxury object to bring with you for this stay at the desert island. But how we're going to define a luxury object, it can't help you survive in any way. It just needs to be something that would make you more comfortable and help you emotionally out on the island. We'll say that. So what would you bring?
I would bring my grandmother's candlesticks. That was a very special gift that I got from her after I got married. And in Judaism, every Friday night, we'll welcome the Shabbat or the day of break from the week by lighting the candles and separating the regular days with the rest day. And so it's a very symbolic item. And every Jewish girl should probably have one and use it occasionally, like once a week. And so just keeping my sanity and something for the heart, that would probably be my very special item. Again, representing my family, my religion, my belief, and hope for to continue this in the future.
So I don't know if you realize, but once again, you fell back on that theme of family. So you can say what you want about it, but I'm really starting to get this vibe that family is what's driving these questions, like I said earlier. But I think falling back with the luxury object to keep your sanity, being tied into your family and that being what helps you keep your sanity, I think that's telling us something about you, right?
Yes, just like I mentioned before, my number one, my top priority is my family, my husband, my boys. Keeping this going and trying my best to give him the best future, open as many doors as possible and setting a good example is, again, my daily work And I hope that I'll do a good job.
All right. So on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Once again, I'm your host, Harrell Halevi, here with Yael Halevi beside me. And you're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.